Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. From him there's a hadith that he narrated. And the meaning of the hadith is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the mu'min, inside the mu'min, He has instilled many good qualities. Obviously, it's apparent. When a person, a human being, is a mu'min, a believer, then he is filled with good qualities, positives. From one to another to another, he has many good qualities within. And all the good qualities, if he possesses good qualities, then how azeem and great they will be, and of high status. So from amongst all of those good qualities of a mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes one quality a lot. Allah's, now tell me how great a point this is, that from all the good qualities of mu'min, that Allah ta'ala likes this quality, Allah has preferred this quality from all of the good qualities, the good habits, good characteristics. In this hadith, that good quality, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that good quality. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he narrates the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that Allah ta'ala, close to Allah, mu'min, the believers, from all his good qualities, one quality Allah likes most, which one is that? To keep your libas in order, you know? To keep your libas, clothes, clean and pure, clean clothing, and to be content on less, mashallah. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah? Look, libas, clothing, it is very important. It holds high importance attached to our iman, our deen, and regards to our hereafter. Libas, not some minor subject, what you feel like you can wear. No, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, via his sunnah, alhamdulillah, great teachings. That how many amal there are of the sunnah, that person, if he implements, take him direct to paradise. Obviously, Allah likes those things. If Allah likes them, won't they take us to Jannah? Of course. So this is not some minor point discussion, libas, you can wear what you want. No, this is not the quality of a mu'min. This is not the glory of a mu'min. The glory of the mu'min, his status, it deserves that according to what he prefers the mu'min is what Rasulullah prefers, and his choice. The choice of Allah's Rasul is our choice. Those things that Rasulullah liked, he liked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the libas should be clean and pure, your clothes. What a beautiful point. There are different types of human beings. There are rich people, poor people. There are people millionaires and with lots of wealth. And there are poor people, less well-off people. But here, this point isn't just for someone who's rich, that due to libas, he will be higher in status than other people. No, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked after everyone, that keep your libas clean. And everyone can do this. Keeping your clothes clean. Even the poorest of people can keep his clothes clean. Yes? And in our eyes, it's to show that we're poor, we put on dirty old clothes. To show we're poor. Yeah, we make our libas dirty. Or keep it dirty. How such a big loss. Look at this. Allah's Nabi has given us the standard of life. That wear clean clothes. Upright, clean looking clothes. Everyone's got water in the home. And powder and detergent. Might not have a washing machine, but you've got hands. Haven't you? Every 2-3 days, wash your clothes. Wash your clothes. If you're sweating and working, then change your clothes more often. Otherwise, okay, at least change your clothes 2 times in the week. At least 2 times in the week. Yes, so wear clean clothes. And let's go next point, my beloved point. And be content on less. Now, this is not the point here, the second learning. This doesn't mean that you should have expensive clothes. The more expensive, Allah will like him more. The higher quality cloth and expensive cloth, and Allah will like him. Then that means the rich people have gone ahead and they've got the rewards. No. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also preferred the poor people. And this is for men and the women. Our women folk, you know, they Sometimes they don't go to a gathering, oh, my clothes aren't good. What will people say when they see me? They're not good quality brands, etc. No, totally, not at all. Alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you according to your capacity, the amount you have, wear clothes according to the amount you have. Clean clothes. They don't smell. There's no stains on them of salan and curry and spices and salt and food smell and stains of other things on your libas. No, this shouldn't be the case. This shouldn't be the case. And it doesn't matter about the price tag. Doesn't matter. Be content and happy on even if it's lower value, according to your capacity, standard, status. Not that, for example, you can wear £10 clothes and you're buying £2. No, then buy the clothes for £10. If you have £10, you can afford it. Buy for that amount. But the reason here is, the learning here is that the poor man, if he has £3, then buy for £3. Don't try to go beyond that. Yeah. But so you buy the clothes you can afford, you keep them clean and pure, and be happy that I'm happy with the clothes I've got. If other people like or not, I don't care. But my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like this way, I follow this way. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So libas should be clean, pure, and well kept. There's another hadith Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that dirty clothes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he thought he would consider dirty and stained clothes as makruh, non-preferable. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dirty clothes, stained clothes, he considered them as makruh and he did not like them. And in our society, when we leave home, we wear good clothes, but inside the house we wear dirty clothes, smelly clothes, especially women. The women folk outside, they show themselves and image. But at home, clothes with spices and salt and smelly, no, no. What a big point. Libas, clothes should always be clean and well kept and presentable. Obviously, if you're working, you have to cook, you have to go in the kitchen, cleaning. Then wear different clothes, a bit rough clothes maybe, just for that task. So, and especially women folk who do the housework, they should keep their clothes clean, well kept and pure. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that I like from all the good qualities of a mu'min, from all the tahajjud, he wakes up, he prays salah, he does ibadah, reads Quran, does tilawah, recites good qualities. But Allah Ta'ala says, from all the qualities I like best, that your libas should be kept nice and clean, even if it's cheap, but it should be clean. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, that dirty clothes, I consider them makruh, I don't like dirty clothes. I don't prefer dirty clothes. You'll sit down, wear the clothes, recite durood sharif, do dhikr of Allah, recite Allah's name. If your libas is not clean, pure, then the amal is not correct. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to implement the path of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to follow that path, may He give us the tawfiq to implement this path. And not just follow it, but have true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah, true solid love in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give us this. Make us ashiks and lovers of the sunnah. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين